Community Chat is brought to you by Baker's Furniture. So if you're looking for a comfy couch or the perfect chair or even an upgrade for your bed, remember your friends at Baker's Furniture, where you buy the best for less. Baker's Furniture, 3231 South Muskogee Avenue. Today, I'm meeting with my friend, Katie Henley. How are you doing today, Katie?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I didn't tell you I was going to ask this, but I'm going to ask this. Do you remember when we met?
Oh, no. I don't think I remember the original.
Oh, thank God. That's wonderful.
Can you please share?
It was a bad one. It was a poor choice by a 14-year-old boy yet to be 15.
Oh, come on.
I was new to Tahlequah. Okay. I was in a line with some boys for lunch, and I asked them who the pretty girls were in school. And they told me it was you and Rhea Curcio.
Oh.
Dead, no... Stop. Just, okay. It's Katie and Rhea. I said, where are they at? And they said, right over there. And I walked over there all confident. And for some reason, the way you guys acknowledged me and the way I acknowledged you, probably just the awkwardness of being teenagers and a great reason why people should come to a reunion. Because thank God we overcame this terrible exchange and actually became friends, because you guys, maybe it was Rhea, maybe it was you, I can't remember who, said, well, and I went, oh. Well, I've seen better. And you
I
did not forgive
this
me.
Now. Oh my gosh.
No, it's terrible. It's the worst decision I ever made.
Really? The arrogance. You should have said that.
Well, that's what I took it from. I thought I was just trying to start up a conversation, but such is the idea of a 14-year-old boy trying to start up a conversation.
It's, well, that's embarrassing on my part.
It takes practice. But it might have been Rhea. I don't even remember which one of you, or maybe one of you said half of it and the other one said the other half. I don't. But
that's why we should go to the reunion.
For redemption. Exactly. And that's my point for everyone, because thankfully we got to make that up. But Lord knows, tons of people just rubbed each other the wrong way, ran into each other in the wrong class. Somebody was great at something, somebody wasn't great at, and you know, all kinds of stuff. So as we're getting together, I just want to say what you've been up to.
Oh, man. Like recently or the last 20 years?
Favorite way to answer the question. Right now and...
Well,
long
right
ago.
Now, our life has taken a really drastic change, but it's wonderful things. I've been in the medical field since I was about 19, worked locally here at NHS. Zach Henley, who also graduated with us, is my husband, and he started a roofing business and a commercial construction consulting business, and that's pretty hot and heavy, and so I've been able to step away from my job and help him out, and... We have two children, and so they've just been keeping us busy.
That's awesome. That's amazing. I know that wasn't always a guarantee, and congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Yeah we did have some struggles there, so it worked out.
Yeah. So over these 20 years, what would you say the biggest change for Tahlequah has been? You know, we've got classmates coming back. Maybe I haven't seen it.
Oh, man. I think we have grown. I just think it's more beautiful. Like, I feel like they have put... more effort into the community as a whole. Like, we have walking trails, we have parks, the river seems to be thriving, restaurants. I feel like our community is very community oriented. We have farmers markets. Maybe I wasn't paying attention, but I don't remember that kind of thing when we were younger.
That's a good point. I do think it's fun to be in your 30s.
Yeah, I do.
You know, even if we're almost in our 40s. It's good to be in your 30s and be in a town, because it's your peers that are making decisions. It's your peers that are on boards. Maybe it's you on a board, you know.
Yes.
But Kylie and I talked about that a little bit a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, those gaps that used to be really big of 10 years between a teenager and a 20-something. They kind of disappear when you're 20 and 30 and 30 and 40.
Yep.
So as we've talked about what's changed, what's the same?
Well, Zach and I are still going strong. Been together since I was 15, and I think that's pretty much about the same.
That's pretty impressive. What about with the town?
Oh, not me and Zach.
No, both are perfect answers.
What's the same? I don't know. I think it's very nostalgic.
I think people are still sometimes a little scared of change.
Yes.
And I think that's been really interesting. I got to interview Jerry Cook a little bit about, you know, the TIF coming up, but also what the roundabout was like for everybody.
Oh, that's what's changed, the roundabout. And
so
I'm not going to lie. I'm like an 80-year-old going through the roundabout.
You're the one.
Yes, I am. I will confess.
See, here's my bone to pick with the roundabout, folks. I was driving from the junior high or the middle school, whatever it is, to Greenwood Elementary, and there's a triangle at Choctaw and Bluff That is quite hectic. I know. But if everybody can handle a triangle of school buses, the boats can handle a circle. It's not that hard.
Well, and I'm sure the 06 people listening are not shocked that I'm struggling with the roundabout.
There you go.
That's what's not changed. That's the same for me right there.
Speaking of 06ers, anybody you're excited to see that you've already seen is going to be on the invite list there?
Let me think. I honestly haven't glanced at the invite list.
Sure.
I'm just excited to see anybody that wants to come and visit and catch up. Like you said earlier, it's fun being in your 30s. I think we have better things to talk about than we did 20 years ago.
For sure.
So.
Well, and I'm just so open to the idea that I was wrong about something.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, we've all been found out, wow, yeah. A lot of misconceptions. What's the biggest personal surprise for you over the last 20 years?
I never thought I would be a stay-at-home mom and helping Zach run two businesses. And honestly, when I said yes to Zach at 15, I had no idea that I was signing up for a marriage, a mortgage, and two kids. I thought we were just going to date for the summer and call it when school started.
That's the kind of commitment that gets things done.
Yeah, apparently.
Fearless and potentially temporary.
Yes.
Take notes, folks. Write it down. What about things you've just observed? Biggest surprise? You know, we've talked about what's the same, what's old about Tahlequah. What's what kind of threw you for a loop?
Life in general or in Tahlequah?
In Tahlequah. I mean, for me, I'd say I moved away and marijuana was legalized places. And then I moved here and they were like banks and fortresses in other states. And these are pretty humble little like bait shops and stuff. It's just a totally different world than I expected.
Yeah, I guess that is pretty surprising.
Right?
Yeah. I didn't leave. I've been here. So I feel like I've kind of just
watched it grow slowly.
It's kind of grew into me. So if it's changed, I haven't really noticed.
Well, you know, and there's been so many additions, but you're right. When you're there, when you're witnessing it the whole time, you don't have that bit of shock of like, whoa, what's that?
Yes,
you
exactly.
Know? That's a good point. I should have thought of that. So it's also the 250th anniversary of the United States. What do you think about all that?
I think that is super cool.
I think it's pretty cool. And I hadn't really thought about it that hard. And I'm relating it more with in high school, our friends, some of the friends we grew up with, the Allens, the Joes, the Lins and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We watched a lot of Dazed and Confused.
Mm-hmm.
It was on repeat. Mm-hmm. And that was happening during the Bicentennial. That was the whole backdrop of that film. And it kind of puts me in this sense of kind of comparing the 70s versus now. And there's a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of people demographically in their 30s with children, and I feel like we're about to have a latchkey period going forward where we're going to have some very independent children because there's a lot of families and a lot of work being done and not a lot of time. So what do you see in that comparison, or we can touch on the anniversary of America?
So growing up, I didn't care about history. So I'll be honest, I've kind of taken a deep dive this summer with my kids to to make it better for them, help them understand and maybe enjoy reading about history. So I'm still learning.
Oh, that's a good answer. I mean,
I feel like you are right when we come talking about like the latchkey situation, but I feel like we were talking earlier about different generations. I feel like our generation with our kids, we're kind of pushing independence instead of, I think previously, I think you can kind of get overprotective because of maybe what you've experienced. And we're living in a generation of so much information, like parenting and just life in general.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see a positive in families really pushing that independence.
Well, and I've seen there's a lot of different trends that I feel like are almost reversing right now, and we're feeling it live.
Yeah.
And when you're at the peak of that parabola or that bell curve, it's a funny feeling to be like, whoa, that gravity grabs you. Screens are leaving classrooms pretty quickly. Just a lot of other developments that I'm glad you touched on that. It's really interesting.
Yeah. I'm going to nerd out on that kind of thing. So just like human behavior and how it's changed over generations. And
oh, yeah. I nerd out on generations, birth order a
yes,
lot.
Yes, birth order is interesting.
Yeah. What are you?
I'm an only child.
Ooh.
In my home.
She's the star.
Yeah. I won't go down that rabbit hole, but in my home growing up, I was the only child.
Fair. I was the only for an extended period, and then I have younger siblings that are 6 and 8 years younger than me. So I've got a little bit of that only youngest stuff residually, but you can definitely tell the oldest stuff comes up. And then observably, I feel like I can see my brother and sister very clearly. And I was actually in line at Hastings in the pharmacy today, and there was 3 sisters, and the middle sister was like, "I'm the middle." And I was like, "I can tell.
I know.
By the way you're behaving.
Yes.
You're the middlest."
See, I married the oldest child, and so there's lots of order and organization. And the poor man married an only child, and so I'm just kind of a wild card sometimes.
Just a freelancing center of the universe. You're just the sun, and everybody's...
Yeah. It's my world, and he's living in it.
There you go. Hey, Zach. How you doing, buddy? Thanks for letting
Check
me borrow your
him.
Wife for 15
Check
minutes.
On him.
Yeah. Oh, there he is. He said, "How's she doing?" Yeah, she's doing great. Man, it's such a pleasure to have you after all these years. I know I'm looking forward to being at this venue.
Yes.
We've got photograph opportunities. We're going to have some finger food. There's t-shirts that are orderable. I should probably go ahead and do that too. I did purchase my ticket.
Yes.
I'm sure you did.
Yes.
I saw Dusty Rhodes peeked into the chat a little bit.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
very
he was
cool.
Like, "When do we got to get tickets?" And that was a good way, and this is a good way for me to remind you folks that the tickets are just to get a head count and potentially buy groceries, buy tablecloths, things like that. If you cannot attend, if that ticket price is getting in your way, reach out to me or one of my classmates, one of your classmates, the class of 2006, and we'll take care of that.
Yes.
We all just want to see people we have way too much in common to pretend we're that different.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, it can't be that different coming from this place. All our birthdays are within, what, 500 days of each other or something?
Exactly.
Started driving at the same time. You know what that reminds me of? These kids don't even know what it's like to start driving without a phone.
Really? Interesting. See, phones just came around. I remember Lindsay Panel got her phone before me.
Shout out to Panel.
Hey, Panel. So, I would always, like, hold her phone for her. And my grandma was like, "Give her her phone back."
No, Grandma, it's my phone.
It's my phone. I'm holding on to it for her.
Well, I was with Chris McConnell in the mall in Muskogee when it was very much a mall. And they had one of those booths with the cell phones. And I remember he bought one himself without, like, checking in. And it was so beyond me that you could make that kind of decision. And, like,
I had no idea.
I think he made a phone call. I think maybe his mom okayed with it. But I was just so
impressed.
What?
In awe.
Well, and like for me, another memory that totally puts us in the right place is I remember loading up at my house where a lot of us would gather sometimes, and we split up to go somewhere, and 3 of us wound up in the car, and I think it was me, Hank, and Joe, and we all looked at each other like, "Where are we going?" And we were all like, "Text somebody," and then we were all like, "Oh, we're the 3 dudes that don't have phones yet. What do we do?" And we were just kind of stranded for a second.
Yeah. I think people will miss out. I think that was a good time.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
We had like the best generation personally, like our generation.
Oh, the good news here is that one of our classmates, I will not reveal who, has recently become pretty fortunate. And he sent me a message that was somebody saying and suggesting, "Hey, maybe the Amish were almost right, but what if it was just the 90s and all you could do is AIM or MSN?
I think it's fantastic.
All right, we're signing up for it. This has been another wonderful episode of Community Chat with my good friend Katie Mathis or Henley. However you know her, come see her. Come see me. Come over to the reunion. If you're the class of 2006, that's your invitation. Don't ignore it. Community Chat is brought to you by Baker's Furniture. They've been in town for 53 years, and they're helping you out with your couches, your beds, and your chairs. So give them a call, and remember, free delivery within the city limits of Talbot Falls. All right. Thank you, guys.